Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is hump day, and good morning to everybody, and welcome, and how are you? It's Wednesday, the 22nd of June. It is hump day. Good morning there, Bad Bop.
And greetings.
How are you today?
Not bad. Kind of a nice day on tap. Not as brutal as what we had worried about. We're going to be seeing a high a little bit shy of the century mark today. 71 degrees in Reading right now. Looking forward the next several days. High temperatures will remain in the lower to mid-90s next week. As we head into the weekend, we'll see some century marks, but it's going to stay in the moderate triple digits, although by the middle of next week, we could be pushing 110, so a mixed bag in the next few days. No precipitation in sight, and this is brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane.
Thank you.
Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. Also, 365-3793. It is about 7 minutes after the hour. And good morning. It looks like we said it's going to be a hot day today. So beware of putting things into your car like chocolate, children, dogs, cats, and elderly people. Or just anybody leaving them in the car. Okay. How are you doing there, Bad Bomb? Linda is on assignment this morning.
I'm well. She was here yesterday.
She's been here Monday.
She's
taking care of business today. So Monday, Tuesday, she'll be back. Of course, we got Trish tomorrow, and then Linda will be back Friday. Okay.
I have friends in Europe who I speak to on a regular basis, and there, of course, everybody is all a Twitter, if you will, over the Brexit vote, which is tomorrow.
That's it, tomorrow. Now, the Brexit vote is Britain leaving the European Union.
And this is big.
This is big. Is Britain going to do it? You've got all the big stars. You've got the, who is it, Bendit like Beckham? You've got the Beckhams both saying, no, stay in the EU. But there's a lot of people that don't want to because they see the EU as coming apart with millions of immigrants that are taking over other countries or coming to countries, but mainly the economy of some of these other countries like Greece and Spain and a few others are just pulling down everybody. And the problems they're having. And they're saying, let's just take care of ourselves. We've taken care of ourselves for so many centuries. Why not do that?
And I see a parallel with our own issues here vis-a-vis the state of Jefferson and the whole concept of federal control versus local determination.
That's true. And the fact is, and here's the fact, here's the thing about state of Jefferson. Whether you agree with it or not, and there's people say, oh, no, it won't work, it won't take blah, 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 blah. There's others that say, well, wait a minute. You can say it won't work, but how do you know? But the second part of this is everybody agrees we do not have fair representation of the Northern California region in Sacramento. Everybody agrees, even those adamantly against the state of Jefferson, like Modi. Supervisor Modi says, look, I don't think it'll work. I think they're spinning their wheels. However, we are not being represented there. And he would support, legal challenges, which is going on, to try and get more representation up here. However, who knows what that'll happen? So what we're saying is we don't like what's happening. It's not fair, but yet we're not willing to do anything.
The attitude in Sacramento seems to be that north of Woodland, there's nothing but a bunch of hicks and double wides who can't be trusted with the vote. Witness some of the statements made in the legislature.
Well, not only the vote, but with guns, water, sewage systems, septic tanks, working on your own property, and logging. I mean, none of these can be, we can't be trusted up here. In fact, individuals can't be trusted at all. And the fact that you guys have got water rights is just, it's kind of scary to them. What do you mean you have water rights? Water rights is when you turn on a faucet and water comes out. Isn't that what that means?
It belongs to the people.
It belongs to the people, yes. Well, wrong. It belongs to the state of California, but it also belongs to those citizens who have water rights, adjudicated water rights. You can't just keep taking it away from them. And now, you know, well, let's put we're going to have to put measuring devices on wells to make the meters. We have to meter the wells.
It's a common resource.
You know, it's like, you know, to see how much it is. And you guys with those guns up there, why do you need to buy ammo all the time? Well, you know, why can't you just buy ammo when you need it? And but wait, but you have to have a 10-day waiting period. That's what we really want.
So am I going to have to declare? I could see this happening on my California tax form. How many rounds and of what calibers do you have in your possession? And a tax levied upon those rounds year after year.
Well, they've already done that up in Seattle, where they put a tax of 5 cents per round that you buy.
You know, but I can see them making it retroactive.
Well, yeah. they could, you know what?
It'll certainly
there's
work.
Nothing to stop these people from doing it. They've done it. And, you know, the only thing you can do is take them to court. And that takes years. So we try to get a stay on the order. And then you take them to court. And then depending on who's in, you know, so you take them to the Ninth Circuit Court, the Ninth Circus. You know,
sorry.
Yeah, I know. And then so it goes, I mean, you know what's going to happen there. So then it has to work its way through the Supreme Court. Only to have the Supreme Court tell you, yeah, you're right. You know, they can't do that. Well, you know, that's 3 years later, 4 years later. The only thing you hope for is they put a stay on the stupid law that they tried to write.
And again, I come back to it, that the Second Amendment was not about national defense. It was about the ability of the people to say, no, you have gone too far, central government. And those in the central government right now think that's a pretty bad idea.
Well, here's I was teaching a concealed carry class last night. Really, really nice people. And they bought it at a fundraiser, a private class. So you get me for 12 hours, which is kind of scary.
My heart
I don't
goes
even
out.
I know. I'm not too sure I like being with me for 12 hours. For 8 hours, much less 12 hours. Sometimes I even, you know, I pretty much like who I am, but you know, having straight 12 hours with me is could be, you know. You know, that's why Linda is a saint. I can get intense at times. I know it's hard to believe. But we were talking about this. I believe the founders of this country, the ones who wrote, pay attention, the ones who wrote, because I may need a comment here.
Okay.
I'm saying this because Bob turns around and he starts doing stuff, you know, to keep the show going. The founders of the of our country, the ones who wrote the Constitution, people like Jefferson and Declaration of Independence and all these, guys like him and Adams and all these guys were scientists. These were far-reaching thinkers. Never in their mind did they ever think that the musket was going to be the end result. No. I really believe that because they were looking at all different types of technology. Not once did they believe that the rate of the newspaper and the book were going to be the only ways of conveying information. They may not have been able to put it out there and see. They couldn't see the internet or you know or cell phones or all that. But what they did was they framed it in such a way that it protected your rights, no matter what the conveyance was. Your freedom of speech shall not be infringed.
Yes, two things.
Yeah, and your Second Amendment that you can bear arms, that the citizens can bear arms. They weren't looking at the type of arms. They weren't looking at the type of books or newspapers or you know anything they had back then. They were looking at the right, not the method of conveying it or the weapon you were carrying. It was the rights to have it. I would like to think is that they said, you know what, you know, there's always technology. You know, it went from the musket to the rifle. A huge jump in technology. And people don't realize that, even though they were both loaded, you know, on the barrel, through the muzzle, they were both loaded that way. But one was hugely more technologically superior. The rifled musket was much more accurate, reached further. And was than the regular musket that the armies used. I mean, much better. That was technology. And they knew that technology was going to be there. Yeah. So they didn't care about the weapons or the ways of conveyance of your freedom of speech. It was the right to have it.
And two things.
That's the way it was.
Two things, to my mind, brought an end to the age of the nobility and the serfs. Those two things were the printing press to allow the free dissemination of free thought, which had never existed before in human history, and the availability of the means to resist the strongmen who were supporting the warlord.
In England, that was the longbow. The longbow gave the man on the ground the ability to take a knight in armor off a horse by shooting at him from 100 yards away. Because of the strength of the bow and the and their accuracy, where it could drive it through the armor, and the men that had armor on the ground, they could shoot and they didn't have to be armored. That was a big technological change, and it guaranteed the rights. Just like owning weapons has nothing to do with hunting, it is preserving your life and your liberty and your rights. And now we got to take a quick break.
That disturbs the new nobility.
It does, you know, and I can't figure out why that does that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by John Scaife, owner and broker of Properties by Merit. He is the expert when it comes to either the local market or markets outside this area, whether it's a house or a commercial property. John Scaife is the man to go to. Check out his website at pbmerritt.com or call him at 338-2112. John Scaife, owner, Properties by Merritt. Head on down there. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:17 in the morning, my friends.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to windriver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or May Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richard, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock with Carl Lindebach. Good morning. Hope you're having a great day. It is 71 degrees right now, going up to 97 today. It's going to be warm. The rest of the week's going to be warm. And Bob actually used the word 110 for next week. That's just a possibility.
Doesn't we will be flirting happen. With those levels.
Flirting. Yeah. Flirting. Flirting with that level. It's like flirting with a 600-pound gorilla. You're just not sure what's going to happen. Okay, good morning. And by the way, the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. InCare. Home services. You know what? It's more than just for elderly people. It's for people that need help, you know, that need some help. May have had something, you know, had like an operation, like our sister-in-law just had a back operation. She can't get around. She can't go back to work. So she needs somebody to come in and help occasionally, and that's a good place there. Also, you're talking about people that are vetted, people that have gone through all the background checks. And Sharon Clark. This is her business, something she started in her home off her kitchen table 10 years ago and has become a huge success. Why? Because Sharon cares. Home helpers. This is a time if you want to keep your parents or loved ones in the home and don't put them, put them into an assisted care facility. This is something you can do. Give them a call, 226-8350, Home Helpers on Larkspur Lane. Let's go to the phones. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, Bruce, if I was any better, somebody would have to hit me with a stick.
Well, that's beautiful out there this morning.
Yeah, it is.
I just wanted to further your comments about Lynn Modi and his reluctance to do Jefferson. I think part of the problem with Mr. Modi is he's got it too good. He's got a large CalPERS pension, over $170,000. He's got his Board of Supervisors salary. He's got a lot of money. And he's willing to give up some liberty because he's got it pretty cushy. And he knows the state of Jefferson is doable. I mean, the state of California and the six-state solution, Tim Draper's six-state solution, the legislative analyst's office said state of Jefferson is doable. And there's also, an economic study done by Steve Baird, Public Information. It's clearly doable. Other states doable. He just doesn't want to give up what he's got. He thinks he's got it good, and he's willing to give up some liberty. And a lot of people are willing to give up liberty for their money. They think they're okay and the money's going to save them. It's not going to save them in the long term. The founders didn't sit around worrying about the economics of the Revolutionary War. They wanted liberty. And I guess the question I have for Mr. Modi, when they come to his door, is he willing to give up his guns? Because I'll guarantee you that if Hillary Clinton's elected president, this state will be emboldened to take your guns. We have people in the legislature like Evan Lowe, Isidore Hall, Reginald Jones Sawyer, they are rabid anti-gunners. They hate the NRA. They hate gun owners of California, and they want to take the guns. And there's no doubt about it.
Well, I think, I'm not sure about as far as Modi's pension, I think he'd still be paid. But you're right. People will give up some freedoms for money, but they'll also give it up for their, you know, perceived safety. They'll give up the freedoms, you know, like having all your emails read. Oh, no, this is to keep the terrorists off our backs.
Right, so, you keep giving up.
And you keep giving it up at some point. Yeah, you're right. Then liberty is not there. So
right.
We have to fight for liberty every chance we get.
Well, and you look at the thing with the guns. I mean, they're rabid. They're going to take the guns eventually.
You know what?
If they have a chance.
I think you're right. I think if Hillary Clinton gets in there, first of all, this is one of her planks, is that she's going to go for gun control.
Common sense.
And if she does, the
California will be emboldened, and they'll just go after everything, thinking that, hey, she's going to put somebody in the Supreme Court.
There'll be no stopping them.
Yep.
There'll absolutely be no stopping
anyway.
Them.
Anyway. Okay, Bruce.
Really frightening.
Hey, thanks for the phone call.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, speaking of Modi, Leonard Modi. Leonard was on the show the other day, and he said, you know, I will say things that I believe. That's right for the county. Last night, and he also pointed out, is that he and Baugh have disagreed before. But last night in the Board of Supervisors meeting, they went at it. Supervisor Modi accused Baugh of trying to intimidate him, of trying to saying that, you know, you went to the city council asking these questions about can the people, and this all has to do with the pay. Remember the retroactive pay to our, that the grand jury said, you know what, it wasn't supposed to go to elected officials. And you left that off. You said, you know, these are appointed officials, not elected officials. Well, the council voted before, 3-2, to say, okay, it doesn't go for elected officials. Grand jury upheld that, or brought that out, and the Board of Supervisors voted for that. Baugh voted against it. He thinks that elected officials should get longevity pay. It's no secret that Les Baugh and Sheriff Basinko are very tight, very close friends. As Basinko has said, he says, hey, look, the board's spoken. That's fine. You know, let it happen. Anyway, according to Modi, Supervisor Modi, is that Baugh went to the county attorney and said, hey, is this going to be, can this come back and they sue us for this? And the county attorney said, no. No, not really. And this was not, you know, Modi trying to intimidate people. Well, at that point, then Modi said, well, why didn't you come to me? You know, what is this going to the county attorney? This is going on during the Board of Supervisors meeting. It's one of those few times you really wish you were kind of there to see it. I mean, you know, one of the few times that you wish you were there to see something happening like this. And then Modi said something that was really interesting because a lot of people, I don't think, understand this. Modi, at one point, when he was the chief of police, wanted a raise, from what I understand. This is before I was here. And the city council voted it down. Well, at that point, then the city manager, who is out at Turtle Bay now, city manager, from out there, who's at Turtle Bay right now.
Oh, that would be Mike Warren.
Mike Warren said, well, you know what, I'm going to make you the assistant city manager. So he got, you know, he got more money. But what Modi pointed out last night is, hey, look, that money I made during my tenure as the assistant city manager, though I'm not sure how you can be a police chief and city manager, but that was before my time, did not count for his retirement. So that was just extra money then.
Nice gravy.
Yeah, it was the cherry there. Anyway, that was interesting. I didn't know that. I thought they both added on to his pension, but they didn't. Okay. Does Modi make a significant amount of money retired? Yes. Do I care? No. Why? Because that was the deal. That was the deal. When I came in the Marine Corps, I was told that if you do 20 years, you get 50% of your pay. You, for every year over that, you get another 2.5%. I did 31. So I get 75% of my base pay, not anything else. I get my medical. That's what I'm paying more and more for all the time. And for injuries suffered while on active duty, I get this, the VA looks, you know, sees me. They just sent me an email saying to set up an appointment with my provider. Okay. But that was my deal. I don't care what Modi makes. I don't care what anybody makes on their retirements. Do I think it could have been done differently and better? Absolutely. But that was the deal you made. So, you know, people need to get off that. Same thing with Warren. No matter what you think about Warren, what he did, you know, spiking this, spiking that, it was agreed to by the city council, by people you elected, my friends. There is the rub. That's what you got to be looking at during the next election. Are these people going to get raised? Because the other thing the Board of Supervisors did during this meeting yesterday was they approved for managers and department heads raises of $900,000 to go along with the ones in April for 138 county employees of $865,000. We can't get deputies here because we don't pay them enough. We don't have the facilities to do things, and yet we gave out over $1.76 million in raises. How about that? Did you know about that? No. You know where that was in the story? That was in the bottom, like, little paragraph at the bottom after talking about how two supervisors were nagging each other like a couple of kids.
You know, was this what do they call it, like a consent agenda item?
No, I don't know. They just, you know, they just kind of slid it in there on that one. I don't remember them saying they were voting for those kind of things. Anyway, so it's going to be interesting to see. There's no doubt that Les Baugh and Leonard Mody do not get along. So, nor does the sheriff and Leonard Mody get along, it appears. So, and it's, I mean, but then you would expect that because Baugh and Bosenko are tight. The question is this keeping them from getting the job done? Obviously not, because they all voted for the race. Okay, hey, it's 7:30 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking about this big race that's coming up and what's going to happen and where the money's going and what this fundraiser is for when we get back right after these messages.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors.
Chronic Disaster Services, they do it all. Zach Bay at State Farm Insurance, your good neighbor in Reading. James Luna at Gold Star Mortgage.
Mast Roofing. Mast keeps you covered. Each week we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:34 in the morning here at
KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 72 degrees going up to 97 today. Oh, wow, 97. Of a bright, sunshiny day. And if you leave your car out in the sun, make sure you don't leave anything in it, like animals or kids or relatives or chocolate. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. They're on Eureka in Cyprus. They have the best sports club you're going to find. Why is it called a sports club? Because in there, besides the swimming pool, the saltwater swimming pool, you have a spa. You have some of they have a full complement of different types of machines you can run on, climb on, lift on, plus free weights. They've redone all the locker rooms. This is a place that really wants your business and has the people there to help you. Outstanding trainers, the whole gamut, everything you could possibly want there, free towel service, sauna, everything. All of this at Wellgate Sports Club. Give them a call at 768-1205 or just stop by there on the corner of Court Street and Eureka Way and just take a tour. You will not be sorry. And then you can join our Spartan Club to run the Spartan with us in November. All right. Hey, we're here with Alicia Critaro. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
Are you going to run the Spartan?
Actually, I was just looking at a Spartan race on my phone in your lobby, so yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you know, it's in November. We're going to put a team together and run the race. It's 3 miles.
Oh, I think I can.
You probably run 100 miles.
Yeah.
Alicia's here to talk about the first annual run walk this Saturday, Running Brave, the race to end stigma.
Yeah, so speaking of running, this is a first annual event that I've put together for the community. And what it is an opportunity for the community to come together and raise awareness and promote awareness also for mental illness. So the goal here is all the funds being raised for the event are going to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. It's a 1 mile fun run walk. There's also a 5K event and a 10K event for the people who want a little bit of longer distance. It's going to be down at the Civic Auditorium at the Amphitheater, starting at that Riverfront Park there this uh-huh. Saturday. We're asking everyone to get there around 8 in the morning, and it's a great place for people who have had experience with mental illness or maybe suffering in silence to come together and get resources from the community, figure a place where they can go and get help if they need it, and also an open forum just to kind of talk about some of the struggles and battles and also remember loved ones that they may have lost to suicide. So we're hoping to get everybody out and create awareness and also raise funds for a really good cause.
Okay. So how do you raise funds for this?
So all the registration fees, so it's $15 for the 1 mile, it's $25 uh-huh. for the 5K, and $35 for the 10K, and 100% of the proceeds for that will be going directly to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, which is then funneled back here to the local chapter.
All of it?
All of it, yeah.
Okay.
All of it's going to be staying
cool.
here locally.
Now, what do you get for that?
What do you get? Oh, you get an awesome morning of of running on the river trail. You get a T-shirt. You also get, we're going to have some face painting there, some vendor booths. We have a speaker coming. She's going to talk for about 10 minutes about her story and, like I said, you know, resources. So,
mm-hmm. Well, if it's so you make people pay more money to hurt themselves longer. Is that it?
Yeah.
Having been in races and halfway through them thinking, I just paid $75 for this.
I know.
As you go hit a wall, climb her over, crawl through mud, go, paid $75 for this.
Yeah, the agony after the race, you're
and
tired.
Then you come back. Yeah, but see, I've got my team put together. So you got to kind of maybe thinking about this.
Uh-huh.
Because my team consists of, I have a heart surgeon.
Okay.
I have an EMT. I have chiropractors and masseuses all on the sidelines, you know, as I come trotting by, and a cheerleading squad.
That's strategy.
You know, it is. And,
yeah.
and a beer bong that travels
yeah.
along with us. Okay. All right. Now, this is cool because, you know, I'm suicide. We have 22 veterans a day
mm-hmm.
committing suicide.
Yeah.
It hasn't slowed down. It's not on the front pages like it should be.
Yeah.
It's something that's kind of kept in a corner. We'd rather talk about a Zika virus that hasn't affected two people in the United States as opposed to killing 22 people every day.
Absolutely.
So do people have to give you a call first to sign up?
There's a couple ways they can sign up, absolutely. They can go to Facebook and just type in Running Brave Reading. The Facebook page will come on. They can click sign up right there. They can type in the Google search bar Running Brave Reading, and it'll come up that way, or raceentry.com. They can also call me directly and sign up. I'm not sure if you have a website, but I can also give out my phone number as well. So
yeah, though they don't have a website then. So is that what you said?
Yeah, we just have the Facebook page,
okay. Running Brave Reading. And so you can check that out, or you can contact Alicia at 530-510-2826.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. And so how did you get in this directly?
You know, mental illness, I think, affects all of us in some way or another in our life. And we've all shared a personal connection or a personal story with somebody who may have walked that battle or committed suicide. Part of my career profession, I live in the mental illness spectrum in all of Northern California. So I see how it affects the community and individuals on a daily basis. It's something I kind of hold near and dear to my heart. So I wanted to figure out a way to give back. And that's how Running Brave was born. Yep.
Well, we really appreciate you.
Thank you.
People like you. Okay, everybody. This will be this Saturday behind in the amphitheater behind the Reading Civic Auditorium. You can go down and do your mile. Frankly, Bad Bob and I, we don't go to races unless they start at 12.
Yeah,
12
right?
Miles. We start at the half marathon.
If you start at 12, I'm going to have to bring a lot more water.
No, we have to ride early most days.
Well, yeah. But I mean, no, it's not starts at 12. I mean, we can be there, but see, unless you've got at least a 12-mile race or not, or further, we don't, you know, it's not worth our time.
No, half marathon distance.
Because, it's got to be half marathon, and hopefully you get a swim across the river once.
Yeah.
Unless it's got something like that, we are just not really that interested.
Okay.
So maybe next year.
Next year, I'll add that event in special for you. Yeah.
Alicia Crotaro, who has got the first annual run walk to help fight suicide prevention, or to help fight suicide through the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. It sounds like a good thing to go out to.
Thank you. I
appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, appreciate you having me. Thank you.
We'll be right back after these messages.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise, whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines. Rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of. Final prize Thursday, June 30th, where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Some restrictions may apply. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Attention parents! Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through 8th grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933.
That's 247-6933.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Morning. I'm glad these guys only had one big hit, you know, Quarter Flash. Quarter Flash.
Really?
She was a little cutie.
I don't remember if I've ever saw her. Sounds good.
She was a lot like Chrissy Hine, you know, a little thing with a big voice.
7:44 in the morning.
One of those great 80s singing chicks, you know?
Yeah, a lot of them there. 7:44 in the morning here at KCNR 1460 on Free Fire Radio. 75 degrees going up to 97 today. You know, with that, you got to think about who takes care of your air conditioning. You want somebody that's good. You want somebody you can trust. Somebody that's voted as the best in the state. And best in North State in 2015. That's Alliance Heating and Air. And they're voting again. They'll probably win again this year because this is just how good they are. This is what we use. Call them on a Sunday. They're out. They diagnose it. They get the part, and it's fixed Monday morning. So we were without air conditioning in one part of the house for less than 12 hours. All of this from Alliance Heating and Air. You can't ask for better than that. Is your air conditioning system really working well? Why don't you call one of the pros from Alliance Heating and Air? Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Great people doing great business over there. Okay, let's get started on some things here.
Let's get it started.
Senate voting on banning the sale of firearms to people on the terrorist watch list. And the terrorist watch list, and there's another little list they have, a double secret probation list. As long as people can appeal it. There's about 109,000 people on this watch list, and
I'd like to see a little more transparency on how you end up on this list.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you get people on there like, you know, they've never traveled before, and all of a sudden they're on it.
If I'm a veteran and I've made too many politically incorrect comments on Facebook, am I on the list?
If you're an 8-year-old child, are you on the list? Well, that answer is yes, of course. And if you've never made a political comment, can your name be on the list? Yes. Can you be a Kennedy, like Teddy Kennedy, and be on the list? Yes. Well, we're not sure that his family were terrorists back in the old country, but that doesn't count, and we're talking about here in the United States. So there's a lot of people that have a problem with banning anybody from having guns. Because once you put somebody on a list and they can't buy a gun, then anybody can get on the list. I mean, let's face it. If they've got mistakes on the list, and then they'll say, so what is the criteria? That's what I would like to see, because it is secret. So what's the criteria for getting on there? And that's a very good question, Bob, because does that mean then I could get on that list because I don't agree with Obama's foreign policies, and I think Hillary Clinton is a liar, and I think that she knows the things she does, and it makes no difference. And I think between she and Obama, they destroyed the Middle East, and it's causing all these terrorist attacks now. Can I say that? Does that make me... Should I be on the terrorism watch list?
Because of where we work and what we do, are we on a profile list? Because look at what Reno said. Or was it Napolitano?
Napolitano.
I lose my administration nutballs in the mix.
What Janet said was, if you're a veteran, you ought to be watched.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're at that prime level where no people can reach us and all this. So the whole thing, to me, of course, is ludicrous that when you say things like you can, you know, that you can be put on a list that's secret and you don't know how you get on the list. And here's the other question. How do you get off the list? I mean, do you have to prove if you're 8 years old that you're not a terrorist? And here's the other thing, too. Why is a 7-year-old profiled?
That's a good question.
That's the question. Is there any sense in this? Okay, we've got an 8-year-old. I mean, don't they? I mean, they just put the name on. Is there any information about the person? It says his name is Terrence Muhammad. All right.
Does that
flag it? He's 7 years old. Does it say he's 7 years old? Does he say he was raised, you know, born and raised in Akron, Ohio? You know, does it say that at all, or is it just this name gets put up there? Does anybody really know how you get on the terrorist watch list? And,
yeah.
Again,
how do you
get off it? Is it a one-day thing to get off it? Hey, I'm Terrence Muhammad. I'm 7 years old. My dad had to dial the phone for me. Can I get off the watch list? Is it that simple?
Is this like the FISA court?
The double-secret court.
Yeah.
Double-secret probation court.
Yeah. How do you get off it? It's one question is how you get on it, but how do you get off it? And the law says, hey, well, if it costs legal fees, then the government will pick up. Get this. The government will pick up your legal fees to get you off the list if you're not a terrorist. They're the ones that put you on the list, and so I can understand that. But so they're going to pay somebody to put you on the list, and they're going to pay somebody to get you off the list. This whole thing is so screwed up. So when you question it, now all of a sudden you're for terrorism. I don't want to vote for that. Oh, then you are in the NRA's cradle, you know, and they're feeding you money every day. Well,
I've never gotten personally a check from the NRA.
I never. But if anything, the only thing that's happened in the NRA is I give them
you
money.
You send them money.
I send them money, and they send me and do for my membership. They send me back hundreds of pieces of literature that I usually toss.
Handy if you have a fireplace.
Handy if you start any fires there, but. The point is they have a point, is that their point is, and you start putting people on a list and banning their right to have a weapon without due cause, just because their name's on a list, then there's something wrong, and then you can add other people to the list. That doesn't make you paranoid to say that, because we've seen what agencies do in this country. They are nameless, faceless thugs in many cases, where the EPA comes in and takes over your property. And you, when, like in Montana, and it took the guy 4 or 5 years to fight him back, is he scraped out a spot on his own property to put water in for his cattle. So he ends up going against the Corps of Engineers because it's water, and the EPA because you just scraped the earth there. I mean, and they hit him with $1,000 a day fine. It was ludicrous. Everybody knew it was, but it took a decision at the Supreme Court level to get him off his back.
The presumption that the ordinary citizen lacks the responsibility, the morals, the intelligence to manage their own affair, I find repugnant. That I am deemed to be incompetent to be entrusted with the responsibility of owning a firearm, managing my property. Yes, if I
drinking a sugary Coke, drinking a beverage, they're going to fine you because you don't know enough to drink just a few of them.
The notion that I must be herded like a freaking cow at a feedlot is repugnant to an individual raised in an American society.
Here's our latest chat room guy. You guys are on the list. That's his nickname. You guys are on the list.
So on the list.
And you know what? If I'm on the list, guess what? You guys are on the list.
Company.
I'm bringing you with me. I'm going to give you up in a heartbeat. So who else do you think should be on the list there, Mr. Bot? Well, I think here's some other names for you. Does it get me off the list? Well, if you give us 10 names, it'll put you off the list. Now, if one of them gives my name, does it put me back on the list? Well, yes, it does, but then you can give us 10 more names. You know, this is the way it's going.
We are in Fahrenheit 451, baby.
Oh, you know what? If it wasn't scary, it would be funny.
Yeah, you'd be rolling around on the
little Terrence Muhammad in Akron, Ohio, 7 years old. He's on the terrorist watch list. Here's a kid. He can't even go to school. There's a black Suburban following him as he rides his little bicycle down the street with all of his little blonde friends from Akron, Ohio, and they're all going to school, to the elementary school, and there's a black Suburban following them, and they're recording everything he says.
If you hold your nose long enough to get past the rest of it, the world depicted in the Hunger Games movies is all too possible.
Yeah, okay. Let's move on. Let's move on to something that directly impacts us, besides the fact that your name's on the list. If it's not Bad Bob, I'm going to call him up and say, why wouldn't a guy with the name Bad Bob Belongi, who lives, you know, where they had to evacuate his house because of explosives, why wouldn't his name be on the list?
Were
the explosives in his house? No, it's got nothing to do with it. He didn't know about it, but because of explosives in his neighborhood.
I believe that I'm a healthy skeptic of the government. I'm not looking over my shoulder for black helicopters or any of that stuff.
Drones?
For drones chasing
drones,
me
drones
around.
Drones chasing you down. Yeah. Armed drones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hellfire missiles, you know, that sort of
thing. All right, we're talking about the sales tax now. The board of our Cracker Jack Council. City Council. We've already talked about a Cracker Jack Board of Supervisors giving a $1.7 million
raise.
That's
a surprise inside.
I'm going to take you. I knocked this chip off my shoulder there, Les.
I'd kill you.
I wouldn't if I could reach to the top of it. Okay. Yeah, I'd kill you. All right, enough of that. Now our City Council. They're saying if the sales tax passes along with it, you know, is another portion of this says it must be spent on the public safety, and I think part of it for mental health. It says that they want to appoint a 5-person oversight committee. The council wants to appoint a 5-citizen oversight committee. Each one of the city councilmen can appoint one person to see how that money's being spent, to give ideas on it, and to report back that, you know, how the money's being spent to the people.
Yeah.
And if we've come to that point where people don't trust the city council, elected officials, okay, even though they're your neighbors, we don't trust them to spend that money strictly on public safety. You think it's going to go again to raises because that's what they do. Now, the part that really concerns me is, even though that Brent Weaver said that he said that will absolutely not happen, but then Brent may not be there in 2 years or 4 years, is, you know, because he's had enough, is that if they put $11 million in for public safety, is there going to be $11 million kind of frittered out on the other end for other things? Or will this just be a cherry on the pudding that will go directly to public safety?
I always have to be skeptical when I hear city officials say, well, we need to remain flexible on these things because we cannot limit future city council.
There have been battles already going on among the city council saying, wait a minute, we need some other, this money maybe needs to go to homeless. That's part of public safety. Well, no, frankly, it's not. It's something else. And do we need to talk about the homeless problem? Yes. Separate pot of money. All right. But the $11 million you get from the city, from the tax, if it passes, and by the way, the last two polls in the Record Searchlight show that it's not passing, not even the simple majority. It's because people don't know, haven't seen what they're going to spend money on. And you had one of the city council candidates, Adam McElvain, says, I'm not voting for it until I know exactly where that money goes to.
Yeah.
He says, I'm concerned that this money is going to be used into it goes once it goes in the general fund, that's it. And so, you know, I'm glad to see a healthy skepticism from one of the people running for city council about this, because it doesn't mean anything. Now, here's the other part. We've appointed committees before. Do you remember the Electric Commission that was supposed to come in and talk about? And so, and what happened to them? They had an election, and guess what? Guess what was the second thing they did? They did away, of course, they moved the public comment times to the rear because nobody likes to listen to people. Nobody wants to listen to the public. What
you
did
little
they know?
People
what
in Europe.
You little people. You little people. And when you're up in the dais, you're above those people. So they did away with the Electric Commission. So what keeps them from doing away
Gary,
with the oversight?
Take that personally.
Yeah. And so you people that are on it. So what's going to happen? What if they do away with the oversight committee? You know, after it gets elected, well, you know what? This isn't working out. It's taking too many man hours from the city, you know, from our city staff and blah, 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 blah. Let's just get rid of them. There you go. You got to trust your city council there. So
we need the right business association, not the people we have now.
All right, just got a few minutes left. There was a veteran arrested. You probably read about it in the paper, Cinema 14. He was in there. He was wearing a military-style vest. It didn't have any, it wasn't the kind that you put safety, you put the ceramic plates in or anything. It's just a vest.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a holster, but in the holster he had his pocket knife because the young man, he's 31, has PTSD. He also has a head injury, not directly related to the military. But with all the unrest in town and the things going on, it just made him feel safer.
Not a good idea to walk into a place like a movie theater.
I didn't say it was a good idea. All right? That's not what I'm saying. But he did do that. So, of course, when you see somebody in a military-style vest and there's a holster, what do? You call the cops. And they called the cops. The cops came and were talking to him. He refused to give his name, it appears. So he was arrested. He also had a knife on him, a 6-inch hunting knife.
Well, the rumor was a gun, and obviously that was false.
Yes. Well, he had a holster on this. The big problem was that somebody walked into another theater and said there was a active shooter hostage standoff going, which kind of emptied the room. So that the woman who said that, of course, was very wrong. Bottom line is, he went to court. There's a local lawyer that's taken his case free of charge. The judge, God bless him, released him without bail, back to his family. And his family says, look, this thing was totally overblown. He should have given his name. and what he needs is help. So let's hope that this is the end of it, and that's what happens. Okay. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking to some guys that are on the cusp of starting something big right here in Reading when it comes to information technology and helping our disabled veterans at the same time. I'm so excited about this. I hope that, you know, I want to help them get this thing going. And I want you to talk to these people. And I want you to listen to them and see the things they're planning to do for our community and for our veterans and just for our community at large.
Yeah, we've about beat the political rant thing to death. Let's talk about
that.
Some stuff that
now
we
it's time
can
to move on,
do.
That we can do and that we can and that will be helping our community and moving our community forward. And we'll be back with them, with Joe McKenna and his group, right after these messages.
And in case you were wondering, KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. In New York City at this hour,
people have asked me why I'm running for president.
Presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump laying out his vision for the country, beginning with gratitude for the opportunities he says it's given him and his family to build a thriving real estate empire.
I love what I do. And I am grateful beyond words to the nation that has allowed me to do it. So when people ask me why I am running, I very quickly answer, I'm running to give back to this country, which has been so very good to me.
Trump is also expected to go after the record of Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State in his ongoing remarks. After years of calling to repeal and replace Obamacare, House GOP leaders have unveiled the beginnings of a plan to do just that, as Wally Hines reports from Capitol Hill.
A broad outline of a plan to reduce the federal role, eliminates mandates, and provides tax credits to help people afford coverage. It creates high-risk pools for uninsured people with pre-existing conditions, and it includes Speaker Paul Ryan's controversial plan to make Medicare more market-based. Democrats have already blasted the plan's lack of numbers. Republicans say they'll work those out after the November elections.
Other big news on the Hill at this hour comes from Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. He is said to be ready to announce a re-election bid.
Leading Republicans say they expect Senator Rubio to make his announcement later today. Should Senator Rubio decide to seek re-election, he would be reversing previous statements that he did not want the job. Rubio's failed campaign for the Republican presidential nomination may have caused him to reconsider, although when he was seeking the White House, he had said repeatedly he would not run for re-election to the U.S. Senate.
Senate Republicans believe Rubio is one of their best hopes to maintain their majority in the Senate. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
Americans snapped up houses in the month of May almost as soon as the properties were listed.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes rose 1.8% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $5.53 million. It was the highest level since February 2007. Homes sold in May after just 32 days on the market, the fastest pace ever measured by the association since it began tracking the figure in 2011. Americans remain intent on buying homes despite the low inventory of properties on the market that's driven up prices.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Stocks have been edging higher in early trading, led by gains in telecom companies, banks, and technology. Apple rose about 1% in the first few minutes of trading today, the biggest gain in the Dow Jones Industrial Average seen among the major indexes. Right now, here are the numbers. The Dow is up by 74.5 points, the S&P 500 up by 9, the NASDAQ up 26. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Residents in Duarte in Southern California are still waiting to return to their homes as firefighters continue battling a wildfire in the foothills of Los Angeles.
I post on Facebook, videos, and I got more than 1,000 followers. People was texting constantly.
That lady speaking to KNBC-TV, as did Los Angeles County Fire Captain Michael McCormick, who says crews are using a variety of methods to fight that fire.
Those retardant drops, those red lines in the brush up there, those are the aircraft will come in, and the fixed wing will put that down. Helicopters will beat them up all day, putting in water, all the water they can.
The fire there, about 10% contained as of yesterday. No Croissants, a group that wants Britons to vote tomorrow to stay in the European Union, had hoped to hand out the French pastries today to London commuters as an act of friendship. But Britain's Electoral Commission says that would violate guidelines banning the use of food to influence votes. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBye. Linda's on assignment this morning, so I'm here with Bad Bob. Good morning, everybody. It is 6 minutes after the hour of 8.
And good morning, Carl. High today, flirting with the 100-degree mark. That will continue. Actually, temperature should drop back down into the lower 90s for the next few days. And then as we head into the weekend, back towards the triple digits, overnight lows will be in the 60s and upper 50s. Looking forward into the extended forecast, we're going to stay in this very seasonal weather. No rain in sight. Fortunately, also no thunderstorms in the forecast as well. Shasta Lake remains 20 feet from the top, and this is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where their customer, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793, and they are a veteran-owned business. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. Right here in Reading, Jerry and his team have done an excellent job of going into people's homes, looking at the types of window coverings that you could want and how it fits in your decor and your budget. Not only that, but you also can put up those type of screens to cut out the heat coming in, solar screens that you can get a rebate from REU on, up to $500. Now, that means it cuts back on the heat coming in, which means it cuts back on your electricity bills and the cold air escaping. All of this at Budget Blinds. Again, I said locally owned. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. Okay. Last night, the Colt 45s took the Portland All-Stars 8-1. We were there at the game. If you haven't been to the games.
He predicted it.
Yeah, he did. We had, of course, Greg Cattery and three of the players that were on yesterday. The Colt 45s, if you want to go out, it costs $5 to get in. And, by the way, I have two tickets that I'm willing to give away right now. 605-4567. They're good for the whole season. You don't have to go today, but they're on a 20-game home stand here. So it's an ideal time to go out and see your Colt 45s. You know, they have great entertainment out there, of course, with baseball, but the stands are great. It's comfortable seating. You've got shade. You have food. You can get a hot dog and a drink for $5. It's a great place to take the kids. So if you want two free tickets to the game, just give us a call, 605-4567. They're good for the whole season. You know what? Every day we have a guest, and we've had well over 2,000 guests since we've started the radio station. And I always anticipate guests coming on and talking with them. But for this today, with Cloudwise Academy and Joe McKenna and the people he brought in here, Nathan and Chris, I've been looking forward to this for, gosh, since we set it up. Because this is something that's going, I believe, is going to be a huge step forward for Reading and for our veteran community here,
yeah,
even though it wasn't originally set up like that. So good morning to Joe. Hi.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having us.
And Joe's here along with his instructor, Nathan Noble.
Good morning.
And one of his students, and in this case, his first veteran, Chris Weber. Yep. Good morning, Chris. How are you? Joe, tell us about what you want to do here.
Well, first off, CloudWise Academy is a technology school, and it's an accelerated, no-fluff technology school. The idea is to teach technology skills, coding skills, really high-demand, valuable, hireable skills fast. One of the reasons we're doing it here is that there's already this kind of bustling community of technology and advances in technology happening here, and that's creating a really high demand for employees that have these skills. The catch is there's no employees here with those skills. So as we're out there talking to technology companies, they're telling us we don't have anybody to hire here. We're having to hire from out of the city, or we might have to even move.
Well, we've heard this before, and other people have got those companies already established here.
Yeah.
They're having to, you know, I just don't have the personnel. It's not that we don't have the people with the brains here.
Right.
Or the ability, because we obviously do.
Right.
It's just we don't have a way of training them.
Exactly.
Until now.
Now we do.
Now we do.
That's what CloudWise is, right.
Tell us who Joe McKenna is.
Well, good question. So,
first of all, Joe's a younger guy, but Joe has also got a great story.
Yeah, so, you know, CloudWise is really actually from my heart. And it's really a school about second chances. One of the reasons is my life didn't really go on the straight line of success. You know, that line where you graduate high school, you go to college, you do all the right things, you make no mistakes, and you have a successful life. That was not my life. I poured concrete as a kid. I thought I was going to be a contractor. Didn't go to school, didn't finish high school. But I did get into business and had some success in business, also had some failures. And around 2008, I started picking up some technology skills right after a pretty major failure of mine. And all of a sudden, having those technology skills and some good friends in my life, I was able to completely rebuild my life. It completely caught me off guard how valuable these skills were. And so now I really just want to share to the rest of the world that if you're someone who can work hard and learn and you learn these technology skills, you can have a whole different life. You can have a life that's different than the straight path.
And you don't have to go through the normal path of high school, college, other schooling after that. This is something that, with the new types of advances in technology, that you can, and once you learn these, you can apply them to so many different parts of your life, though.
Yeah, that's what's crazy. So it's not to say that you shouldn't go to school and that
right,
school is not a
that.
Great option, right? But
right.
But these skills are so in demand, and I'm talking about coding skills. I'm talking about managing cloud applications, Salesforce administration. These skills are in such demand that companies aren't asking you what your degree is or what school you went to. They're asking, what can you do? Show me the last project you did. Show me that you can do this thing I need done now. So that's why it allows you to find work or build a career without having to go through the college.
The other thing, too, that you pointed out, was that you could have a business degree,
mm-hmm.
or you could have a degree in, you know, in almost anything,
mm-hmm.
and that when you're being hired, and this is the big thing that college graduates are finding right now.
They spend
a lot of time and a lot of money in school, and they go out there, and that job's, you know, there's like 5,000 other people looking for that job with that same, the same accomplishments they have. What can your school do, or this type of technology do when you're looking for a job?
Okay, so let me actually tell you a story. One of our students is coming up from San Diego. He's a UCLA graduate with a mathematics degree, and he ended up chatting with us online. He's working as a store clerk down in San Diego and can't find work. UCLA, mathematics degree, can't find work. And so he's actually coming up here, moving up here, to take the course so that he can find work.
Now, one of the things you pointed out is that you could be in sales or business,
mm-hmm.
and you step up there, and all of these mm-hmm. different ones,
mm-hmm.
that if you have this background when you're out looking for the job,
mm-hmm.
though, okay, not only can I be a, you know, I've got this degree from Stanford in business,
mm-hmm.
I also have the ability to put this into the Tron, into the Trons out there.
Yeah, well, the thing is that technology and coding, that's all now the contemporary language. These are the basics that you have to understand to operate and excel. So if you're in sales, management, running a company, whatever position you really hold, if you also understand this other world, which you know, we pull the green curtain back and show you. If you understand this other world, you are a more educated, wise worker. You're able to see more opportunities with the business. You are more valuable to whoever's hiring, or starting your own company. You know, that's a great opportunity, too.
And that's the other thing, too, is the entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is, and we're going to get more into it, is where you work.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that after this break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business right here in town, open 7 days a week at 2143 Hilltop Drive with Espresso Joe's, with any type of coffee you could possibly want, lattes, espressos, teas, beer. Wine. It has it all at Espresso Joe's. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in California, Northern California, or maybe off California, with a walk-in humidor that's outstanding. All of this, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew, 7 days a week, veteran-owned business. They do so much for our community and our veterans. It's 8:15 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Like school, and you know what is
blue. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Eight 18 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number if you have questions, want to call in and comment on this. And, we are always streaming at KCNR1460.com all over the world, every place. You can't get away from us. 75 degrees, going up to 97 today. It's going to be hot out there. Make sure you take plenty of water. Don't leave anything in your car you don't want to lose, okay? And I'm not talking about vagabonds that come through there, economic intruders that break your windows. I'm talking about kids
dogs, pets, grandma, any of those. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Opened his company, John and Sarah did, about, 7 years ago, on their 8th year right now. And they have been a huge success because of their customer service, the fact that they have any type of long gun or pistol that you could possibly want, ammo for those that they sell. Did I say customer service? Yes. Some of the best you're ever going to have. Let them match or beat any price for guns with the big box stores. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222 is their phone number. They have concealed carry classes and hunter safety. At 2539 Larkspur, Redding, California, and they have real, real veterans discounts. Okay, we're here with Joe McKenna, who is the president and founder of Cloudwise Academy, and Chris Weber, a veteran from our community here. He's going to be one of the first veteran going through the class that is just getting ready to kick off here in July. And Nathan Noble, who is the instructor for the class. So when we talk to Joe a little bit about the classes, it's the classes are 6 weeks long?
They're 6 weeks long,
and
right.
And how many, though?
So there's two classes a week, the Tuesday and Thursday. They go from 6 to 9 at mm-hmm. night.
These are progressive classes that build on each other, right?
Right. So in the first one is going to be on web development and teach the basic skills for web development, which is JavaScript, HTML, and CSS. Okay, so after I said those things.
That scared everybody.
Yeah, right. Basically, what's
X's and O's, people, X's and O's.
Yep. Basically, what's going to happen is you're going to actually build a project. I like to think of it like Woodshop, where the instructor is going to show you how to build the table, or in this case, a real website built with code. And the whole class is going to build it together, about 25 students in a class. You can cheat. Everyone can help each other. In other words, whoever's doing poorly...
There's no cheating. In other words, this is a
collaborative experience.
Yes, collaborative, right?
A collegiate experience.
You could help each other, right? You can help each other get it done, and you'll end up with your own project when you're all done.
Okay. So you have your own project then. Each one of you will have your own project, whatever that may be, whatever you select.
Yep.
Okay. Excuse me. Nathan, tell us who you are.
Yeah, my name's Nathan Noble. I've been in Reading for about 7 years. I have a background in the software industry for about 20. Actually, my background...
Started when you were, what, 2 years old?
Yeah. No, I'm actually 40. I have 5 kids.
You know what? Okay, now, Bad Bob doesn't turn around very often, uh-huh. but when he does, it's because something has happened. Usually it's a girl that walks in. But in this case, Nathan Noble looks like he's about 22. And you're 40 with 5 kids. You must be leading a good life.
Well, when I was married, I looked like I was 12.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, I have grown since then. But anyway, moved up here from SoCal in 2009 to go to Bethel, the BSSM, and then decided to relocate. But I have a background in software. My education is actually in physics, so it's another example of, I sort of stumbled or backed into the software industry, which a lot of people do. And just one thought about that real quick is that, you know, not everybody needs to go to college, and we talked about that earlier, but one thing that I value from that experience is basically learning how to solve problems,
mm-hmm.
you know, and whether it's being in the military or having a college degree, whatever it is, having something where you have to press through and press through difficulty and solve problems is an important life skill. So if we can pair that with some of the skills we're going to teach in this class, that's a good thing.
Well, let's talk about the skills that you're going to teach in this class. When you start talking, would you say COBOL? Did you say that?
No.
That's too old, right? No. That was the Bob. You know, somebody used that word the other day. I said, it's COBOL. That's like DOS, right?
That was done with stone tablets.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a while.
They did
it's
that with pencils. Pencils and levers or something.
Kind of the language of choice now for a lot of what's going on in the internet and the web is called JavaScript.
Right.
And just not to get too technical with it, one of the advantages of that language is it's useful cross-device. You can use it on your desktop. You can use it on a phone. You can use it on a tablet. You can use it on your iPhone or your Android. So it's useful.
So this script that you use when you start talking about the language, it isn't a language like we're using right now. But I guess in the electronic world, it is.
It's a language for computers.
Language for computers. And you get this by typing it. Or building it, is that
correct?
Right?
Correct.
And but it's is this the X's and O's that you're typing in there, or other things, or
I've been watching Silicon Valley, by the way, getting ready for this,
this
interview.
And, you know, and to speak to that for a moment, you know, a lot of people, when they think of coding, it's this magic that happens.
Yeah.
It's the magic. And, you know, and we as coders, we have this secret magic sauce that we go behind the scenes that do this amazing laser
ignore
stuff.
The
that nobody
behind
the
scenes. Yeah.
And I think some of what we hope to accomplish with this class is to, for people, you know, some of the folks in the class may end up coding for their occupation. Some people may not, but they'll gain some skills in the class that will help reduce some of the mystery. Maybe they're in sales, maybe they're in marketing, maybe they're a graphic artist. You know what I mean? There's a spectrum of engagement with technology. But, yeah, so to reduce some of that sense of, oh, it's magic sauce, and to just teach people, hey, there's actually some physical things going on here that regular folks can understand and can work with.
Can you, from your class, actually, well, I mean, this is what the idea is, but from your class, you can actually build things then. Afterwards,
yeah.
Can you build an app?
Correct. Yeah. So we are, as Joe mentioned, we are going the main objective. There'll be some mini projects, but mm-hmm. the main objective of the first class will be creating a website, mm-hmm. which is also known as an app, a web app. Okay. So those are kind of sort of synonymous terms.
Uh-huh.
And so yeah, people will have that deliverable at the end of the class. Everyone will have gone through. That's our goal. Everyone will have gone through the process of creating a simple website using some of these crazy words that we've been talking about, JavaScript, et cetera.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of directions you can go with that. But, yeah, that's a marketable skill. It's a project that people will have done. They can put that on their resume. I have made a website using these
now,
constructs.
Now, there are these other websites. I mean, there's these other things out there like Squarespace mm-hmm. and stuff like that that you can, you know, you just have to plug stuff in.
Correct. Well, like WordPress, for example, allows
okay.
you to build websites
uh-huh.
without writing anything. It kind of
right.
just assembles all the pieces for you, which is great in
right.
a lot of ways, okay?
But there's a big but on that, right?
Correct, and that is, I think there's some of that creates this, again, going to this idea of magic. So people think, oh, it's just this magic, and so there's this distance from it.
I can't do that. I'll never be able to build anything like this.
Well, right.
And the key is to teach the marketable skills. So that is true. There's Squarespace and Wix and WordPress and things like that. But you'll find that if you try to use those and you don't actually know how to work with code and how those actually work, you'll get in roadblocks. Anyone listening right now who's tried to build a website with those things ran into a roadblock. Yeah, ran into a roadblock. So the key is to teach our students the core skills.
Right.
Then they can go build websites with WordPress.
Well, see, that's the thing is it's for the extremely simple type things that if you want to put something special about you or your company or what you're trying to achieve in there, mm-hmm. unless you've got the background, I mean, you're at the mercy of whoever has put this,
yeah.
put these little square
right.
blocks out for you to try and find the right square block, and there may not be. It may be a little rectangular block
yeah.
that you need. And this is what you're teaching is how to build, but then to how to be able to use your mind and that knowledge then to go on to go work in other projects, the big projects that are coming down the line that need people that can
do
actually
that.
Understand this.
Right. And let me risk an analogy. You know, you think about learning how a car works. Some folks are going to, they think the car is a complete mystery. Maybe just learning some basics like changing the oil and some different things are important for them. And some folks are going to go all the way and they're going to learn every aspect of the car. And I think the same thing would apply here.
Mm-hmm.
But I would argue that it's valuable for folks to learn some of those basic things so that,
right.
you know, if your car breaks down on the side of the road, you don't get rid of it just because you got a flat tire. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
In the same way, there's some just basic things that people need to know about technology so that if you're a sales guy, for example, you can still talk the talk. You can still understand some of the basics that are going on there that can help you speak the language and live in that world in a better way.
Okay. We're here with Joe McKenna, who is the founder of the CloudWise Academy, Nathan Noble, who is his instructor, and Chris Weber, who hasn't said anything yet, but we're going to get Chris into this after the break, who is his first veteran in here, a disabled veteran, United States Army.
Navy.
I'm sorry. Yes, Navy.
Sorry.
That's right. You told me that. I'm sorry.
Marine guys are.
Well,
yeah.
you know, you kind of look like you could be.
Yeah.
Well, you look like you could have been like a CB or something because you're big and strong, and you look kind of like a Marine.
Wait.
So.
No. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
All right, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion. They, of course, moved last year to 1322 Pine Street. It's just a great place, guys. If you've kind of like messed up, I know we do that occasionally. Go down to.
go down to Dandelion and say the word Brighton to me, or to them, and they will help you find the right thing that will make your day so much better after you hand it to your wife. Not, of course, that your wife or loved one is that shallow, but you come home with a bag from Brighton. It brightens their day up, which then in turn brightens your day up. We can ask Nathan about that, being the, you know, five kids and all these things. Anyway, they have it all. Beautiful candles, home decor, everything down at Dandelion. Really, really great people down there. Give them a call at 247-1292 or just stop by 1322 Pine Street. And I promise you that they will have everything that you might possibly want for your loved one there, for your female loved one. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:29 in the morning, right here, Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $30,000 Super Deep Stack Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, July 9th at 12 p.m. There's plenty of action in this tournament. Your $330 buy-in will get you $20,000 in chips. All fees included. Book your seat now at the River Club or online at windriver.com. Poker League. Stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask for your special room rate. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Be one of the privileged few. Pull up a seat, grab your big stack, and play in the $30,000 Super Deep Stack Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on July 9th.
Super Deep Stack. Prize pool based on 100 participants.
Dining voucher included. Unlimited re-entry and late registration until first break. Poker is better at the river. At the river.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
It's your humble compute. It's your humble compute. It's your humble compute.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. If you notice how Bob is putting all types of technology movies themes in here. Boom, 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 boom. Welcome back. 8:33 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Better-known business. We're seeing a trend here of a lot of better-known businesses here in town. But this is the best place anywhere to get a haircut. I tell you what, it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans, of course, and they're just great people there, right down the street from Kathy and Millie in the Classic Cafe, a little mini museum there for our veterans. And I'm taking Trish Clark there tomorrow for breakfast because I lost the bet. I said President Obama would go down to Orlando and he was going to comfort the survivors and comfort the families of the victims of the terrorist attack, and he was not going to get political.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you know what, guys, give me a break.
You're
here. I was trying to think to myself, I thought, this is the chance you can just go down and comfort them and, you know, and be the healer without getting political. And I was, Trish said, she has looked at me, and Trish has less, I guess, faith in human beings than I do, even after 30 years in the Marine Corps and other things, that this was his perfect chance, kind of pull people together.
Yeah,
I was wrong.
I
was wrong, so I'm taking her to breakfast tomorrow at the Classic Cafe. All right. Hey, we're here with Joe McKenna, who started the Cloudwise Academy, which is not about laying out there in the grass and using that and looking at the clouds, but about learning about technology and learning about coding and your future. And Joe McKenna, and then his instructor, of course, is Nathan Noble. Now, we've been talking about Chris Weber, a Navy veteran, a disabled Navy veteran, who, when I was looking... when Joe and I were talking about this, he said, I want to have veterans. This is one of the reasons I'm starting this, giving back, but also for our veterans. They've done so much for our country. So I went then to Tommy Keyes over at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, who then gave me Chris's name. He knew Chris, and I believe he knew your wife. And I called your wife to get your home phone number and said what it was about, and you came in and met Joe. So good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Short and simple.
I was
in the Navy for 6 years. I was a SWCC, which is a short acronym for Special Warfare Combatant Craft Crewman. We worked a lot with like SEAL teams and ODA and DEVCRU.
These are the guys that do the delivery of the SEALs.
Insert extract
on the machine guns. And
oh, yeah.
You insert people. If you've seen them, once the SEALs get in, they do their missions. But they've got to get in through insert teams, and they've got to be extracted. And a lot of times they come to hot extraction points. And so you've got people like Chris here that were there providing cover and the extraction means, whether boats or birds or whatever.
Just boats.
Boats for you.
We started delving into Humvees. UAVs and stuff, so yeah.
And drones.
And UAVs.
UAVs.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It's a military, unmanned aerial vehicle.
We have to have an acronym for everything.
Yeah.
Right. And they go RPVs, remotely piloted vehicles, and UAVs, and then drones. Okay. So you got into that. That was what you did.
Yeah.
And then you were injured.
Yep. I was hurt. Well, I was hurt twice, theoretically. The second time on my second deployment was a Humvee crash. So I wasn't immediately... out and in a wheelchair then, what I should have done was said that I was hurt and in pain and went home or something, or at least went to the hospital. But instead, I pushed through the entire deployment, then started having more issues as I kind of let this, my back injury fester, I guess you would call it. And so
this
here
was
I
a,
am
this
now.
This was a Humvee that flipped over, is that correct?
Yeah.
And you were in the turret.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, just for everybody for our veterans who were in Iraq and Afghanistan, you understand this. These are just regular Humvees that they up-armored. When they up-armored them, they didn't change. It changed the whole dichotomy of the balance of the Humvee. And then after you up-armored them, so they're a lot heavier, and that when they got hit, they would immediately the doors would usually jam, and you needed to have help getting the doors open if you were hit with an IED or you ran into something. Then we put turrets on them with machine guns and guys and girls up there in the turrets.
More weight is
added on.
Hurts you more too.
Yeah.
The force is even greater.
That's right, because it throws, the G's will throw you. But anyway, what we were having as many incidents of getting Marines injured by the Humvees hitting just on the side of the road, and they just flip. I mean, literally
in
just
ditches,
flip
yeah.
over in the ditches. And our turret people in the turrets were either killed or injured. So
well,
I know
I mean,
exactly
not
what
wearing
you're
belts
about.
Or anything, because
no.
you got to have 360 swivels.
Yeah,
so.
And none of us would wear belts inside there because, well, why didn't you wear belts? Well,
can't fit.
You can't get out.
And if you want to get out, yeah, you're not winning.
I mean, there's stupid questions that people who've never been in combat would ask you. But this is essentially, if you have to picture this, he's riding a turret that he hits a ditch, flips him out, the Humvee rolls, but it throws you out with G-force and slams you into the ground. So we have a lot of people injured like that. So this is what happened to him is not unusual. The fact that you worked on through the rest of the deployment is.
Either way.
I know. Mm-hmm. Either way. But you know what? Do your job.
So did that for 6 years. Did two deployments. Came back home to Redding. I'm originally from Redding, California, so came right back to where I started. Started working as a gunsmith. Thankfully, somebody hired me when I got out. And developed these full-body spasms over time and still working on trying to get it solved. So... yeah, right now I'm in the wheelchair. I'm hoping that one day I can get out of it, but we're still working on that.
Okay, so when we talk about this and for looking for a job, you've got a wife and kid.
Yeah,
we
got a wife and two little girls.
Two little girls. And employment, let's just say it, employment for veterans is in the dumps. I mean, you know, we've only got 5.6 employment, you know, unemployment. That's not true. And well, first of all, those factors aren't true. Those numbers aren't true. But when you get into the veterans are double that. Yeah. And even in an economy that's kind of slowly recovering, hiring veterans is really lagging behind.
Yeah. It was just frustrating when I was getting out because I mean, especially for guys like me, when our main specialty when we're in the military is heavy guns and machine guns, you know, 240s, the M2Bs, it was really difficult for me to find work, even though I had leadership skills, tons of computer skills, because we're mission planning constantly. I mean, it was actually surprisingly difficult. I thought I wasn't going to have any time with my previous work, so...
Well, it didn't work like that.
No,
it doesn't work like that. So then when Joe was talking to me about the CloudWise and how he wanted to give back and how he wanted to help veterans and how we can tie this in for veterans looking for, looking for a new mission in life that they can work from, especially for disabled veterans, where they can work from a variety of locations.
Yeah,
that's right. I mean, if you can use your fingertips right on a computer, you can have a new career. I mean, that's basically what it boils down to. The other thing about when you learn these technology skills is you don't really have to fit the norm because you don't always have to show up in an office. People will hire you, and you can work from home. Or you're in a back office somewhere, and you don't necessarily have to have dressed up or have anything special. Any special skills communicating and things like that. A lot of times you don't need those things when you work in the development world. Now, it doesn't help if you have those skills, right? But you don't have to. So
it always helps to be able to talk to people.
Yeah,
but,
right?
But you talk
to developers.
Then you get into the typical... you know, programmer, you know, that they work all night and drink Red Bull and they live with their parents and they just have, you know, they just walk around in their underwear and flip flops.
That's the way to do it, right?
There you go. And so, but it's not obviously like that. But also that the developers speaking and the CAD guy and the coders kind of have their own language too. I mean, you're thinking on a different level than a lot of other people.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, for myself, this is Nathan. I've always felt like I've had to split those two worlds. I know that world, but I also know the world of the regular citizen as well. And
because I mean, you're wearing a shirt with a collar and everything matches there.
Right. You know, it's a good day.
Yeah, it's a good day. No Red Bull.
We took a helmet off.
There's a lot of coffee for me, but you know, having five kids, I think helps ground me in the real planet. So that's a good thing. But, to the point of employment and employability, we talk about it from two different ways. You talk about it from a company perspective and then a personal perspective. From the personal perspective, gaining these skills allows you to be more employable both locally, but then because of the, you know, ubiquitous nature of technology, you can use those skills. I at a previous job, I was working with developers in Portland and Denver and on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
At my current job, I'm working with a guy who's an Omaha developer. And so, you know, there's an ability then to be employable and to work on projects that are not just local.
And, Chris,
for something like this, you're in a wheelchair, and the fact is that getting around all the time is not always easy for you.
Yeah, I mean, because I was a gunsmith for about 6 months after I got out, because that was pretty much the only thing I knew how to do, but couldn't run a lathe. I can't run a lathe anymore. Can't run a mill. So that kind of got thrown out the window. So yeah, I mean, this is just adds a whole other toolbox, I want to call it, to my disposal.
Another dimension to what you can do.
Yeah.
And something else too is our veterans are. I mean, it's just like you said. A lot of times it's just guns. But they're trained in so many different things,
exactly.
You know, management, I mean, and leadership and stuff that, you know, I mean, I've taught, people pay me to go around and talk about military leadership in the civilian workplace.
Yeah,
and how that can work for people.
Yeah, I mean, to me, an 18-year-old kid going into the military doing 4 years would probably be more valuable than 4 years of college. There's so much dynamic, different types of work. Even no matter what job you're doing in the
dealing
military.
Dealing with other people,
other countries, you know, you're going from state to state. I mean, it can be pretty wild.
Which is hard for some of our veterans to come back and they go back to college. And I've known quite a few of our young Marines that have done that.
I love that meme with what's that movie where he goes back to school?
I'm not sure which one it is, but it's...
I'll remember later.
But that's fine. That's
TBI for you.
So yeah. Well, you know what? I blame that, too, except I didn't get that. other injuries, but...
Billy Madison.
To me...
Oh, Billy... Well, but oh, yeah. See, but here the thing is, though, is it's hard for our 20-year-olds to go back to college, 17, 18-year-olds, whose biggest thing for them is how big Kim Kardashian's butt is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're thinking... I mean, they think at a different level.
Yeah.
And so what they end up doing is being quiet, withdrawing, or just hanging around other veterans.
Yeah.
And just getting through the classes, and then somebody will say something that they know is outrageously wrong. Just they know it's wrong because they've been there, and they, you know, and so that also leads to some problems. So here, what you've done, Joe, and I so much admire you for this.
You're giving
these guys, I really do, and that's why I'm so strongly pushing this, and I want to get this out there, is that you're giving our heroes another toolbox to open up to move their lives forward again in the type of world that we're living in now, and that's all it's going to be is more and more technology.
Yeah, well, and that's true. And the thing is that we all need hope, right? And to me, it's just so weird to see somebody like Chris. If you meet Chris, he's so intelligent, and he was trusted with so much in our military. And why is this guy having a hard time finding a job? It's just crazy. But you need hope, and Chris needs hope, and people need hope. And so this is an opportunity for hope. But what I think is really important to point out is I'm really just the tip of the spear.
Right.
The business community understood that this problem's here, and they asked me to solve this. They've been trying to put a school together for a while, the Shasta Venture Hub and the EDC, Tony Ginovello. And Hope, Seth, over
we
at
can't say enough about the
they're incredible
about the EDC and
yeah.
the Shasta Venture Hub. Cannot say enough about them.
No,
but and you've got a spot there. You've got an office there.
I've
too.
Got an office there.
It's important. And I'm not going to take a break. I'll take a break in a couple minutes. Let's go back to that where the community, the people with businesses here, wanted you to build this so they could have employees.
So they can employees, but also so that their kids, when they got out of school, could get jobs because they're finding out that their kids can't get jobs.
Good old
right.
Reading.
Yeah, good old Reading. And then the business community is also noticing that technology is starting to take off here. When you look at the western corridor of the United States, it kind of goes L.A., Bay Area, and then you can see that there's starting to be technology work here in this area.
But we're like the fifth. Isn't this in California the fifth best place
yes.
for technology?
Yeah.
In California, people.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really is crazy. And nobody is helping to train and educate the workforce to handle what's happening here. Right? So I'm really just the tip of the spear.
There's a lot more to it, but you are the tip of the spear. And as we know, having been out there in reconnaissance and COs and operations like this, tip of the spear gets out there, but then there's a whole lot of people coming behind you.
Yes, there is.
And it's not easy mm-hmm. being out there in front.
Yeah.
But we want to do everything we can to help this. And this is what I'm talking to my listeners for, and we're going to be doing a lot of different things out there. What Joe is starting is going to, you know, a vast number in our community are veterans. And I'm not talking about the 30-year-old veterans or the 20. How old are you, Chris? 27-year-old veterans. I'm talking about 40-year-old veterans. I'm talking 45-year-old veterans that can come out and change their lives.
Yeah.
And if you know, and to have the ability to do this. And one of the things we're going to do at KCNR is we're going to start a scholarship fund for veterans, so they don't have to pay. It's not that it's not even that. Not even that much money, mm-hmm. considering what's going on in life, or where you, what it costs you other schools. But it can change your life. All right, we want to take a quick break right here. We'll be right back with Joel McKenna, founder of CloudWise Academy. Nathan Noble, which is a cool name for something
cool
like
name.
This. Isn't that a cool name? Yeah. Nathan Noble, and I'm teaching veterans.
Yeah.
And, of course, Chris Weber, our local hero here. We'll be right back.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. Hey, Trish Clark is going to be with me tomorrow, Thursday, and we're welcoming an author and a former Special Forces guy talking about the number of contractors that we have in Afghanistan. Because the Obama administration says we've only got so many military in
boots
Afghanistan and boots on the ground, right? How many contractors we have on the ground? Yeah, the number is astronomical, and we're going to talk about that. Another thing about the Obama administration and their foreign policy. Oh, no, we've only got this many people there. Well, no, not really. All right, and that's all tomorrow right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Okay, we're here with Joe McKenna, who is the founder of CloudWise Academy, which is going to teach our local residents coding and everything that has to do with that to move, to give our community here a new avenue for job, for employment, and he's also he's welcoming veterans into this, mm-hmm. disabled veterans to come into the class also. Our veteran here, his first veteran is a Navy veteran, Chris Weber, disabled veteran who is seeing this as a new toolbox that he can use to find to work on your own. At your own pace, maybe not so much at your own pace, but in your own choice of avenue of where you want to be at, too. As we've said, a lot of this can be done from your home. You mm-hmm. told me, Joe, that you do some of your work from your
recliner. Most of my work.
We're here with Nathan Noble, too, who's the instructor, who has got a huge background besides just being a physics guy. His degree in physics, which, of course, is not worth a damn in today's market. So now he builds little apps with playthings on it that makes him a millionaire.
So
not quite.
Not quite, but you know what. Now, but let's tell that one story. I mean, this is the one story you always got to hear. Isn't somebody from around here build that app, and he lives in England now?
Yeah, so that's crazy. So one of the things we did is we went and interviewed technology companies around here to find out which skills they want us to teach. And one of those companies we went to was JCI Marketing right here around the corner, which, by the way, I want my company to be like his when I grow up.
It's just right around the corner here?
Yeah, it's right around the corner. Awesome guy doing a fantastic job with that company. Anyways, he had an intern come from Bethel, was a Bethel person who did an internship with him. And that intern said how to do an intern project. And he said to the owner of JCI Marketing, I want to do a project that creates apps for Squarespace. And Squarespace is the website building program. Well, fast forward, and now that guy makes $600,000 a month and lives in England and bought a giant house, which apparently is close to like one of those big manors you see in the TV shows. And he actually now...
His company makes that much?
Yeah, $600,000. He makes $400,000 in euro dollars, which I guess is around
close to $600,000,
a month. And
this is something he built under the auspices of JCR.
He built it over there, and as just an intern program, just a project, and it took off.
Looking at Chris.
It took off, and now that guy, from what I understand, that guy lives in England, and he actually works out of his home. He just has coders come to his house, and they just keep building and adding on to these apps in this platform.
So there's, you know, there's that carrot that's out there. But then again, there's the
guy.
That's
not every time.
That's the Trump guy, that's the guy that's the guy that founded Apple, right? I mean, he's working in his garage, and then, you know, something clicked, and, you know, he did it. But there's a lot of people working and getting paid a lot of money to help him build these things.
That's right. Well, and then there's another more realistic story that's probably more likely for most of us right here in town. A friend of mine, she had a job. Her first job was food service at a fast food place. Her next job was at a call center. She had no education, grew up with her grandparents. And then she showed some interest in technology at the company she worked for. Fast forward 2-3 years, and she now is the manager of the entire IT development department with a pretty substantial budget. She has no college. Just literally, she taught herself the skills. She didn't go through school or anything. She did on-the-job training. And now she's got a whole other career, a whole other life.
Well, I have a friend whose daughter is New York. Same thing, self-taught.
Mm-hmm.
She's working about $90,000 a year, which isn't a lot in New York, but she's just got a $20,000 raise from her starting. So here's the thing is, there are jobs out there right here in town that you can, once you get into this and go through the training, that you're going to be able to, I mean, you can't guarantee anything, but those will be, they're there.
Yeah, there's some things to mention there. So, first off, the business community is very much behind this. So as students go through this, again, there's no promises. You got to work hard. There's nothing like that. But as you go through this, you're gaining access to those businesses who are looking for the school to make it and looking for students to achieve success, that they're supporting this. So you are getting that access. The other thing is, though, that we have an intern program where students who are doing well or get through the courses, they'll drop down into that, and then we actually start paying them to work on projects here in the community. So there's opportunity
for more practicing because, like you said, they want to see what they worked on. Nathan, now this is what you see, right? I mean,
well, and I like to think of this conversation we're having in terms of a spectrum. We are going to have, I know there was a couple analogy or a couple examples you guys gave us, some pretty high-end
folks,
right? And that's amazing. And one thing those folks do for the rest of us is provide jobs for lots of other folks. But when you talk about the spectrum, there's a whole group of folks that there's the sales guys, the marketing guys. Just another example, there's people who are really gifted with art. Graphic artists, which I believe is a blossoming field in technology. So somebody who's not necessarily into the guts of someone like myself who's coding, they may be familiar with code, but they know how to make a website look great. That type of a person, you might not call them a programmer per se, but man, taking a class like this and marrying that with their gifting as an artist, that can be a great skill set that's in high demand.
Okay. Okay, so and there's no guarantees in anything, as we said. But here's a chance. Now, you said there's six-week courses. How many of them are there? How long does the whole thing take?
Okay, so, well, one of the things I wanted to point out is this is more than coding.
Right.
We're going to teach other skills like Salesforce administration, email marketing, and things like that. So that's why it's called technology courses. However, this first course kicks off the coding series, which would be 5 6-week courses.
Okay.
And you take the first one as an intro. If you're interested, you keep going.
Okay. Now, it's 2 nights a week.
Yep.
There must be like homework with it or some kind of
We expect you to keep up. So there is homework. There'll also be videos and resources that are online that we find helpful that we use.
Okay.
That we'll share with you. We'll expect you to listen to, watch, and work with.
Okay.
There's some great online resources like Code Academy, things like that that we'll have. We'll pair that with what we're doing in the class.
Great. Now, cost for this.
Yeah, so it's $275 for a course. And again, there's 5 6. So there's 5 6-week courses. So the whole thing, I think, is somewhere around $1,300 to $1,500 for the whole 6 months of courses.
$1,300.
Yeah.
And you may have people that only take like 3 months of it. Nathan has said, you know, you've got a real gift for this, and you start moving into other things, and they can literally start their interning there. They may not want to get into the sales side of it. They might, you know, this is just something they're doing.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, when you the opportunity and the way technology is changing the world, I can't even kind of predict what happens once it gets in somebody and their eyes open, and it's just a whole world of opportunity.
We have to run now because we've run out of time again. But this is tell you how interested I am in this, and this is what Joe McKenna is giving me a chance. I can audit the course. Mm-hmm. So here I am. I am, of course, not a knuckle dragger, not quite, but, you know,
are
it's
you
close.
Sure?
Well, Marine, well, you're right. Look, oh, from the guy that worked for the SEALs. You've got a lot of room to talk there, buddy.
I do.
Yeah,
I
you know. You know, yeah, right. You know. Anyway, Russ Pickers. Anyway, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to at least, you know, sit in for the first couple of courses to see, you know, what this is, too, so I can talk more about it. But we want to spread this out. We want to talk more with people. We want to make sure everybody gets the idea. How do they get a hold of you?
Okay, so you could go to cloudwiseacademy.com. And our phone number and our email address is there. But you could also email us at info@cloudwiseacademy.com. And you can call me at 530-515-9851.
It's going to be at the Shasta Venture Hub on Caterpillar. This is something, you know, if you're older but you got kids that are veterans and all this is something you might want to start talking to people about. Chris, as we said, is really interested in this. And I can't wait to see how you and the other veterans in this course are going to do.
Yeah, we're going to do good.
I know you are. There's no doubt. Joe McKenna, the founder of this, thank you so much. Nathan Noble, who is the instructor there, thanks a lot, buddy, for coming in today. And Chris, thank you for your service, and good luck with us. We're going to keep this going through the next 6-7 weeks. Starts July 19th.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we've gone too long in our show, but so what? It's my station. remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys out there. Tomorrow, Trish Clark is going to be with me. We're going to be talking with a guy that wrote a book about contractors in the Middle East and why they are